From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Less than a week into a fragile ceasefire in the Middle East, fighting flared up today in Lebanon. Israeli commandos raided a Hezbollah stronghold deep inside the country. One Israeli soldier was killed. Lebanon calls the raid a flagrant violation of the UN-brokered ceasefire that took effect Monday. Israel says it was stopping suspected arms shipments from Iran and Syria. The fighting does not appear to be escalating, but it does complicate the United Nations peacekeeping mission. NPR foreign correspondent Jamie Terabay is in Tyre, Lebanon, and joins us now. Jamie, what can you tell us about this Israeli raid?
Well, all these hours later, there still really aren't very clear details on what exactly happened in this village near the Bekaa Valley in eastern Lebanon. Some officials are speculating that Israel was actually targeting a senior Hezbollah official, maybe to use in a prisoner exchange for the two Israeli soldiers that Hezbollah kidnapped. What we do know is that the raid, which Israelis do confirm happened, took place. The Israeli commandos were airlifted there by a helicopter, and Israeli missiles reportedly fired at a bridge and destroyed it, which, if true, makes the missile attack the first Israeli airstrike since the ceasefire came in last Monday. Now, obviously, it's caused a lot of outrage here. Lebanon's defense minister is threatening to halt the deployment of any more Lebanese troops to the south if the UN doesn't come out strongly on this. And now, even though Israel has said that it did carry out the operation, and not only that, that it will continue to do so, the Mideast UN envoy said he hasn't been able to independently verify that this operation did occur, so he won't comment on it. But the envoy, Terry Rode Larson, did say that if it is true that it is violent, violation of the ceasefire.
How do the Israelis characterize this raid in terms of the ceasefire agreement?
Well, the Israelis have said that they don't believe that this is a violation of the ceasefire. They say that they have carried out this operation, which was designed to prevent Hezbollah from rearming. And they say that they will continue to carry out these missions until there is a Lebanese force or an international force that is able to prevent it.
How will this affect plans to deploy a United Nations peacekeeping force to southern Lebanon?
Well, this is one of the big problems that the French in particular have stalled making any more commitments than they have already. Today, around 50 French military engineers landed in the south, in Nakuru. The problem with this force, and this is something that France has been speaking about a lot, is it needs a clear mandate on what its rules of engagement are and what its powers will be. Do they forcibly disarm Hezbollah? What do they do if they see a Hezbollah fighter fire a weapon? What do they see if they see an Israeli soldier fire a weapon? But the UN has said that this force will not be expected to wage war, as it put it, on any of the three parties involved. So we're still seeing what will happen there.
NPR's Jamie Terabay, thanks so much.
You're welcome.